Hi everyone, Steve Morris here. I hope you're bearing up and that things are okay for you at home, and thank you so much for listening. Just some short thoughts on our reading for today, Mothering Sunday, of course, which is Luke 2, 33 to 35. This is how it goes. The child's father and mother marvelled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." It's heartrending, isn't it? It's really, really, a really wonderful, really, piece with lots of insight. Before I was a Christian, I was very sceptical about the Bible. I didn't really know what relevance it could possibly have. I thought it would probably be full of rules and very out of date. But time and time again now, as I read it, I'm just struck each time by the psychological truth, the deep truth in there about what it is to be a person, what it is to live in a world with other people and the dilemmas we face, and what it is to have God in that picture as well. It's so easy when you read the Bible to try and just get the meaning and miss out on some of the little details. And actually, if you think about it, it's the little details that really give this passage a sense of reality. It doesn't sound like a manifesto or a tract. It sounds like something that really happened. And I think that's really exciting. So today on Mothering Sunday, Mary, we talk about, she really is a very remarkable woman. Jesus, of course, was formed by her in all those years he was at home before he started his great ministry to save the world. He was with his mum, and his mum's ways, his mum's customs, his mum's heart would have shaped him into the person he was. So in a way it's brilliant, because God among us was shaped by a human person, human people. It's a really fascinating thought. In this bit, Jesus is at the temple. He's an infant, of course. His parents have taken him for one of the purification rites, and they meet Simeon, who's an old man and who has these rather chilling words. You imagine they'd have a great impact, especially on Jesus' mum. He says that Jesus will be really something. Something's going to happen around him and there'll be opposition. And then he says, a sword will pierce your own soul too. I think it might be the best ever description of parenthood, or whether we're guardians or parents or whatever, we're looking after someone. What a description. A sword will pierce your own soul too. We all know it, don't we, that life is tough and loving is tough. We know that. And this reading seems to say that Mary is really going to go through the ringer, go through the mill at some point. And we know that, don't we, because we know the end of the story. We know during the story that she has to watch her son in agony on the cross. I don't know how she could possibly have done it. I can't even go to watch my daughter when she's acting in one of her plays. I get so nervous and I feel so ill. So, you know, it was amazing, really. But I think on this Mothering Sunday, we might just say something about the cost of love. Love is costly. And of course, with God, love is for free. He doesn't put barriers in the way. He loves people. He loves us. But it came at a tremendous cost to me and for me. I think that life without love would be like a world without birdsong. It would be just impossible. We've heard a lot over the years that we might just be selfish genes. But this reading and so many others and our experience of life points to just the opposite. We're not selfish genes, because love is unselfish. And we see that in Mary, and we see that in Jesus. And he learned a lot of that from his mum's selfless devotion to him. And so today, I say thank you to mums. I say thank you to my mum. Never let us take the role and the cost of being a mum lightly. So we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you.